Surprise, big news dropped this morning about Animal Crossing New Horizons. There is a Switch 2 edition and a free 3.0 update coming on January 15th. Wow, we did not expect this.
Yeah, out of the blue. This was another thing that just sort of blew up my morning looking at my Nintendo Today. It's like, oh, what's this? An Animal Crossing thing? Let's see what that is. And I did not expect for it to be a 12-minute video. We got the same voice lady back. Wow, that was a hit of nostalgia. Oh, this woman again. Yes, I love this.
Is that an AI voice? That does not sound human to me. Does not sound human.
Yeah.
We want to talk about it. We got a lot of things to dig into because, you, like you said, it was a very long, lengthy video all about it. But we also have some big questions we want to answer, namely the one that's probably on everybody's mind now, which is with this big, chonky update, when are we getting the next Animal Crossing game? So let's talk about it. Let's start from the beginning and talk through sort of what is in the Switch 2 edition, what is in the update. And then we're going to answer some of these bigger picture questions. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start by going through the Switch 2 edition, because that's what they talked about first in the trailer. First thing they says, boom, updated resolution. It will be 4K resolution. And they had a nice little side-by-side. Looked a lot sharper. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
They're going to add mouse controls for decorating, for custom designs, and for working on your bulletin board messages. And I gotta say they're saying this is a more intuitive way to decorate. I think it will be.
I think this is a very perfect implementation of mouse controls. A lot of times you see other games that kind of try to shoehorn it in because it's like the new feature on a Switch 2. Metroid. But I think that this actually is what you would use mouse controls for, the ability to kind of select the entire room, click around and move your items around when you're decorating, when you're using that feature. Like, yes, mouse controls actually make a lot of sense in this instance. So I'm very excited to try this out.
There is a new item that you can get, the megaphone that uses the actual Switch 2 microphone. And I guess you can actually call out the names of your residents to locate where they are.
Yeah.
I kind of don't see the point of this, but okay.
This truly made me laugh because you and I have a funny story about megaphones that we'll tell another time. But I was like, wait, you can just straight up yell out like, hey, Julian, and he's just going to show up.
Sure.
I would not want to live on this. If I were an animal, I'd be like, no, this is not the island life I was signed up for. But this crazy woman, this is not real. Like, you're yelling into, I'm trying to go fishing. You're yelling my name into a megaphone. Are you joking right now? But I guess if you need to find someone, if you got their lost item, or you want to give them a gift, or if you want to show your friend, like, check out this villager or whatever, I suppose this is useful. But yes, I guess we're all shouting animal names into our Switch 2 microphones at this point. So
yeah, okay,
that's where we are now.
They did tout some expanded online features that seem pretty good.
Yeah.
So it used to be you could have up to 8 total people visiting on your island, including yourself. So that has been bumped to 12. That's a nice. Mm-hmm. Everybody does have to have the Switch 2 edition, though. Yeah. So you can't mix and match people who are on the different versions of the game. Obviously, it supports game chat for all 12 of those people. And if you have the camera, you can add a little bubble with your face over it. Boy, that sounds like a wonderful thing that would have been great to have in the pandemic.
Oh, man, this would have been.
I would have used that in the pandemic.
This would have been kind of a game changer in the pandemic, because we were literally doing, the only meetups we were doing with friends was in Animal Crossing. But again, this is another one where, like, the implementation of these Switch 2 features actually makes sense to me, versus it being like, let's shoehorn in this game chat into this, you know, thing. This actually makes sense, because this is kind of this social, like, almost like you're not really playing a game when you're hanging out with people in Animal Crossing. You're more so just using the space of Animal Crossing as a time to hang out with your friends. Sure, you can walk around the island, but it's really for you to chat with your friends and just, you know, hang out and catch up. So all of these features, the game chat, even the camera, if you're going to be using that because you want to see someone's face that you don't get to see all the time, like this absolutely all makes sense to me as features that like actually function and are meant to function with a game like this. So that's cool. That's really cool that they've added those in.
So that's kind of the sum of what they talked about for the Switch 2 edition. There was one very notable omission that when I heard there was a Switch 2 edition, I had my ears perked
Me
up for
too.
And was not mentioned, and that was better load times.
Yes, that was actually one of the main reasons you and I both sort of stopped playing Animal Crossing. And, you know, we played for at least a year and a half, 2 years. We were playing every single day. During the pandemic, obviously we were meeting up with people in Animal Crossing, but there's a couple of different load times that really troubled me. Like this 12 player online sounds so cool, but how long is it going to take to get all 12 people?
Everybody's arriving.
And we got the plane, the dodo. Someone else is coming in. So this person's going to get kicked.
LSD and then plane. It's okay.
Get in line 12 times. Like, is it going to take an hour to get 12 people into an island?
Because
getting like 4 people into an island, getting one person into an island was already kind of a slog. So that big question for me, like, yes, if 12 people just snap right in, that sounds fantastic. But if it's going to take like an hour to slowly queue in 12 people, that kind of defeats the point of this feature. The other thing is just the general load time of like, when you boot up the game, it'd spin and spin. And then like you and I used to send each other mail all the time, which was fun, but it would spin and spin. And like, it'd take me 20 minutes to open a mailbox to get your little like cute letter and gift that you sent me. So I was just, it was too much. Like if you only had 20 minutes to play this game, you spent 20 minutes of it in a load screen. It kind of defeats the purpose.
So I am choosing to be an optimist about this. I am choosing to believe that they just forgot to mention this potentially great thing. So until we find out that this does not have better load times, I am feeding myself the copium. I'm saying it's going to have it. They just forgot.
Okay.
That's what I'm choosing to believe.
That's optimistic. We'll see when it happens. We'll just have to see.
Yes.
The good thing about this. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, I was going to say, so after all of this, I was expecting them to say, and you can get it for this price, because they said it's coming out on January 15th. You can get a physical version that's got, you know, the game with all that stuff baked in, or you could get an update, but they didn't say how much it costs. So
here we go again.
I was bracing for this. It'll be $20. It'll be a $20 add-on. And I did some searching and I went to the official Nintendo press release, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that the standalone upgrade is only $5. So that Switch 2 edition physical version, if you want to get that, is only going to be $65. So I was like, wow, that's actually surprisingly reasonable.
I know. I don't know why they have been doing this where they kind of hide the price. I get it if it's a shockingly high price, like a Mario Kart World, and you don't want people to get mad as you're telling them to get excited for a game. But for a thing that's like actually quite reasonable, I don't know why I had to go searching around, because I was... I did the exact same thing you did. I watched a 12-minute video, which I was like, great, this sounds awesome. And then I had to go clicking around the internet to figure out how much this thing was going to be, because they did say it was paid, but wouldn't say the price. But yes, it's $4.99 for the Switch 2 upgrade, which is extremely reasonable and just like a no-brainer. Like if you have this game, why would you not spend $5 to upgrade it? So that's great. And then this 3.0 update that we're going to talk about right now is free. So this is a great value message. I don't know why they didn't just tell us in the video.
Yeah. And this free update actually has a lot more in it even than the Switch 2 edition, which is really nice. It's the 3.0 version. Don't worry if you don't remember the 2.0 edition, because it came out 4 years ago. So fair for you to have forgotten about that. But yes, so this is going to be available on base Switch and Switch 2. So everybody who has the game, that's nice. It's also out on January 15th. So everything is rolling out then.
Same day. Yep.
Let's go through some of the big additions. So they're adding an entirely new facility for you to interact with. It is the hotel. And it's this cute looking like beach hotel.
So cool.
They're calling it a family hotel run by Cap'n and his family. So cute. I love just the look of this hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. This is exciting. I mean, when I first saw this, I was reminded that, you know, the Happy Home Designer DLC, one of the best parts was the decorating of other villagers, islanders' homes. I really personally really love that. And that kept me going for a really long time. I got really into that. So to know that this is just a thing that is now sort of on the island proper, and you can interact with this new facility, which seems extremely robust in terms of like what you get to do there, is really exciting. And yes, it's just really cute, and you can do all these fun thematic rooms. So yes, I think this is a great addition, and this is definitely something that is big enough for you to say like, okay, yeah, this is going to give me more to do going back to my island.
Yes. So in the hotel, you can decorate these themed guest rooms. They will provide the themed items. So that's nice. You don't have to hunt those down or pay for those. Those are just going to be available to put in those rooms. And you can earn hotel tickets by doing these jobs, which you can exchange for souvenirs in the hotel lobby. And you can also craft these DIY items that you can send off to exchange for hotel tickets to buy these little knickknacks that they have. We'll be returning to these souvenirs a little bit later on because there's actually more to that. But you can also decorate these mannequins as sort of set outfits for people who are staying in the hotel to just put on and wear if you want them to wear something specific. People who visit your island can also grab those and wear those as well. That's nice. And then if there's a specific character that you want and you happen to have their amiibo or their amiibo card, you can scan that and they will show up and they will be a guest in the hotel.
I have a full set of amiibo cards. I can't wait to scan.
Do you think literally all of those are eligible to be scanned and brought into the game?
I don't know. I have those Hello Kitty ones. Do you think the Hello Kitty ones, they would come into
I bet those work.
That's kind of cool, right?
Those work, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to just kind of experiment a little bit. This is cool. This is like a significant addition to the activities that you can loop and do on your island. Those will keep you busy, I think. Because again, the other thing is like once you finish like sort of, I mean, we play this game for so long, you know, we've kind of did the thing. The island looks pretty darn good. We've done all the upgrades. We've done all the things. So this is like, it's good that they're adding like another activity that you could do every day to get you to come back. I think that's actually pretty smart. And it's something that sounds really fun that I would actually really like to, I'd really like to do it. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Then they ran through a bunch of quality of life features. So you can now expand your maximum storage from 5,000 to 9,000 items. And now you can even toss trees, shrubs, and flowers in there. Again, you do wonder about the load times when I'm opening up a box that has 9,000 things in it. I'd love to know about that. We'll have to wait and see.
Do you think 4,000 of those things are just toilets?
I appreciate their restraint in not just making this a 12-minute toilet update. I'm sure that was discussed. Rossetti can now be
summoned. Oh, my gosh.
And this is great.
I got hype for Rossetti. Yeah.
Your entire island, areas of your island.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's like you and you're going back for the first time, and it's like, oh, my gosh, my island's going to be covered with weeds. I need to get rid of these weeds. Poof. Rossetti can just get rid of that stuff.
Please. Help me.
Or if it's like, oh, you know, I did this big flower decorating project and I just don't like it anymore. Poof, you can just get rid of it that way.
This I actually great. Have a few areas that I was like already my wheels were turning in my mind. Like, oh, yeah, that's perfect. So I have a few areas where I was too lazy to redo it. But I think it would be nice to have Rossetti. And also, I love Rossetti. I just seeing Rossetti made me so happy.
But this is so like, you know, them thinking through like what barriers do people have to coming back to this game and just like the mental burden of my island's going to be a mess. I'm going to have to spend an hour weeding. Ugh. It's like, no, don't worry about that. Just press a button. Rossetti will get it all.
Yeah. And you can, you can have a fresh, clean slate, come back and you can just start anew, which I think it's smart. Really,
I personally
smart.
Like the weeds, though. Keep them there, Rossetti.
But you don't have to make him get rid of those. You can make him get rid of some other stuff. Flowers.
There's also this new feature, the Slumber Island, that as they kept explaining it, I was like, wait, this is actually huge, because you basically can get additional islands in addition to your main island.
Right.
That you can customize in these really flexible ways. So you can build up to three additional islands. You can choose what layout you want. You can choose the size. They even have small, medium, and large islands. And the thing that's amazing is you can have all your multiplayer friends come in and do like a mass development project.
Group decorating.
Quickly on this island.
So my question is, if you start one of these, does it is it like every time you go to back to Slumber Island, it will be there? Or every time you go back to Slumber Island, you have to do it again?
Oh, you think it resets when you leave?
I'm asking you the question.
My take on this was, and we'll see, I think that's a fair question. My take on this is, like, these are additional permanent islands for you.
Okay. I hope that's the case, because then what will be really fun is you and a friend, like you and I, can make like a Kit and Krista Slumber Island that we could just keep working on.
Right.
Like forever, you know?
And again, of these developers thinking like, well, what are the barriers of people coming back? Of like, well, I already built my perfect island, so I don't have anything else to do. It's like, well, guess what? You just got three more islands for you to play around with. And like, you can come up with, you know, more extreme themes than you may have had before.
That's pretty cool.
Or, I mean, seriously, this idea of doing a group project with your friends.
It's fun.
That does sound really fun.
This sounds fun.
You could see in the video, like how quickly, if everybody was working together, how quickly this thing can come together. Like in
Digging
an hour,
around.
Like it seems like you could get a long way in an hour. It sounds really
this
fun.
This is an upcoming video. Come back on January 15th for you to see us making
meetup.
Yes, making a Slumber Island live in 1 hour. Please come back.
There was something that one of our eagle-eyed Patreon subscribers saw that was not mentioned in the video that we should.
This is big.
That we should shout out. In the point earlier about crafting things to sell for the hotel to get those hotel tickets, you could see that they were introducing bulk crafting. So
thank God.
In the video, somebody was crafting three of one item at the same time.
Stacked.
Wow.
They stacked it. They finally did it. There's some of these quality of life things that they've been really dragging their feet on. It's like, no, this is like the year 2026 when this thing comes out. Can we please just bulk craft or like stack some items together? Like, how is this hard? Yes, it's good that that's there. I do wonder if there's actually like more of these little things like this that they just didn't have time to tell us about. That's just there.
Load times. That's what.
Well, that's kind of big. Yeah. But yes, we're very excited about bulk crafting.
So the final big chunk of this has to do with collaborations, and there's a lot of them, which are cool. So in this hotel souvenir shop, we mentioned we'd be coming back to that, you can now get classic Nintendo game systems and also Nintendo toys from like the far off history of Nintendo. I was excited to see the Love Tester included there. I'd love for my little goofy Animal Crossing character to test his love capacity.
Hunky?
Sounds fun. But those are great decorative items, but for the retro systems, if you have Nintendo Switch Online, those also have a single game loaded onto them that you can play in Animal Crossing like you used to be able to do in old Animal Crossing games.
That's so good. It's so cute. I like this idea a lot, and it's just fun to have that and collect all the different systems and see which game they've loaded onto it. I mean,
right,
it's fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Just another little added incentive to get those and see what's on them. There was also a big Lego themed line that I was pretty surprised to see.
Yeah. Well, there is the Animal Crossing Lego sets that are pretty popular, I think. So that makes sense because it exists in the real world. Now they can bring it into the game world. But yeah, you can get furniture, you can get outfits, you can get all sorts of cool stuff. And build like a Lego room or something like that, which is kind of neat. Yeah, wallpaper
cool.
and stuff. Yeah.
And then there was also a big Zelda crossover where, so for the next couple of these, there's a bit of a catch, which is you need the amiibo to properly experience these.
Yeah.
And So you can get a lot of Zelda-themed items using Amiibo. You can also get Tulin and Minoru from the games as
Tulin!
characters in your
Tulin!
game.
Tulin
They
is
didn't
so
say
cute.
what Amiibo you need, though. And that's a big question that I have is like, are we talking about some old out of print Amiibo that's like, oh my gosh, I need to spend $100 to get this old Amiibo because I need to have this thing in my game. When we're talking about this being a free update, it's like, well, how free is it actually
Yeah, because
if
now
I
you're
need to
telling
go
me that
out
I
and
need
buy
all
this
these
Amiibo?
things. It's not so free when you need a $50 Amiibo to scan in, you
Yeah,
know?
but there was, I mean, it looked like there was a lot of stuff and it looked really cool.
It looked so cool. Like the outfits, all of the items you can use to decorate. I mean, it's a significant collaboration. And I was really surprised to see this because I always thought, like, yeah, there definitely is an opportunity for more official collaborations in Animal Crossing. And of course, like, people have been making, you know, Nintendo themed outfits with the customization tool forever that you could just scan and get. Like, there's millions of Zelda outfits and Princess Peach dresses that you can get. They did the Mario collab a few years ago as
Well,
well.
that
That
was
was
for the
really
last
fun.
anniversary, so
That
maybe
was for
we'll
the
do an
last.
update on that for this
Yeah,
anniversary, since it's been 5 years.
oh my God, that was 5 years ago,
In
wasn't? That's
5 years.
so crazy to think about. Yes, okay,
Time
so
has
anyhow,
passed.
time has passed. But these collaborations are really cool and they seem very like lovingly crafted so that it's truly, you know, a lot of stuff that you can get from Tears of the Kingdom Zelda in Animal Crossing, which is
Yeah.
really, really awesome.
There's also a very similar Splatoon crossover where, again, you need to have some Amiibo to get all this stuff, but you can get CeCe or Vichae in your game, and they're designed after Shiver and Fry, who are two of the idols from Splatoon 3. There were also a whole bunch of collab items that you can get. I really had my eye
Big
on this
man bench?
big man chair slash bench,
Yes.
and
Big
that
man
immediately, I was like,
bench.
yes.
I thought of you as soon as I saw that. I was like, oh,
I
we
was
do have
laser
the big
focused
man
on that.
amiibo. We have the big man
We
amiibo.
have it.
We have
No
it.
problem.
So we can
I'm gonna get that.
scan. I'm a scan. Bring that amiibo in. Is it in the office? I think it is.
Yes, it is.
I can't wait. I can't wait to scan.
Yes. So yeah, so there's these collabs that are happening, and it's true, like there is potential for more down the line, depending on how far they want to take this.
Totally. Very robust update with a lot of content. Sometimes these updates feel a little light, especially when we're getting to the dredges of sort of the, you know, the end of the last batch of updates. This feels significant. This really feels like something that they are doing to like entice you back into the game. So it does feel
Yeah.
significant.
Yeah. So that's the extent of what's in this 3.0 update. Again, it's all free, but not really. Like, there is sort of an asterisk of like, well, you can get the systems, but if you want to play those games, you need NSO. You can get some Zelda stuff as if you've got these Amiibo, same with Splatoon. So I appreciate them, you know, having a big, robust update, but I did sort of raise an eyebrow at like, well, maybe it's not totally free.
Nothing in this world
Nothing
is
is free, especially
free.
when it's from Nintendo.
Nothing is free. They're gonna shadow charge you. So we do have some big
Right,
questions
right.
that
So,
we want to answer, yeah?
yeah, that's our recap of what was in this 12-minute video. But I think, you know, it's a great question to start off is like, why is this happening now? What's going on here?
Yeah,
Because again,
exactly.
4 years since the last update, the 2.0 update, I think most of us just assumed like, all right, they're moving on to something else. At some point, we'll hear about a new Animal Crossing game. But wow, again, out of the blue, this is a huge update for New Horizons.
Yeah, thinking about like where they're going to be in January after you know, this launch year for Switch 2, like I think things that Nintendo knows. There are still a lot of people that have not upgraded to a Switch 2 from the Animal Crossing New Horizons audience specifically. Like, those are a lot of people that were jumping into the Nintendo ecosystem just to play the one game. And many of them have likely, you know, fallen off of Nintendo stuff at this point because it's been 4 years. So I do wonder if they're thinking like, okay, we're going to have, you know, this hopefully strong holiday, but we want to start to continue converting these people that are sort of that next run out into Switch 2 owners. And we know that this is a game that can do it. Now we may be very far away from a new Animal Crossing game, but we can put out this update. We can put out a Switch 2 edition. These are things that are quicker for us to do to really start to like gain some momentum, their favorite word ever, on this conversion of a huge, huge audience of people that were jumping into Nintendo for Animal Crossing that have fallen off, to get those people to come back. That's a huge audience, a very important audience that Nintendo wants to bring back into their ecosystem. And doing it in January, right after sort of this big holiday push for selling more systems, like, I feel like that strategically is what they're thinking makes sense.
Yeah, it's a great point. If you bought a Switch in 2020 to play Animal Crossing and you've kind of been lightly engaged with it ever since, does this entice you to come back? Does this entice you to just like, well, I will buy this Switch too, because I want to get back into this. And oh yeah, they'll probably have another one of those at that point. We'll have to see. But I imagine that was part of the thought process. The other question that we want to talk about is kind of, how does this, what are the implications you can take from this for the next Animal Crossing game? And there was a phrase that we would often use. It kind of came from the Japan headquarters, which is called warm-up marketing, which is, all right, we're not ready to do the big thing, the big announcement yet, but are there some smaller things that we can do to get people to be more receptive to that when the time comes? And I do sort of feel like this is one of those where this series moves at a glacial pace. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that, you know, the next Animal Crossing game is for sure going to be announced in the next Nintendo Direct, but it is eventually going to happen. And it is good to have something fresh for this series, since there was, again, kind of nothing happening with it for a long time. Just to have like, oh yeah, I played that in the last year. I remember that. I remember how much I love it. And oh boy, I cannot wait for the next Animal Crossing game, because I'm a bit more excited now than I was before.
Yeah, you don't want people, especially this specific audience of people that bought a Switch just to play Animal Crossing and now have not played a Nintendo game since then. You don't want those people to completely forget about this game, about their, you know, their connection with Nintendo and Nintendo hardware. And given that the new Animal Crossing game might be further out, because yes, this is a franchise that just doesn't have this, like, it's not like every 2 years we're getting a new Animal Crossing game. It's like every 10 years we're getting a new Animal Crossing game. So you need to have things in between. And they used to do a lot of other things. They used to have, you know, Pocket Camp. They used to have things like Amiibo Festival. I would argue those things are sucky and not fun. And so I'm actually really happy that instead of doing those kinds of things to warm you up or keep you warm between big Animal Crossing new games, doing this, like, this is a game that was good and people liked and played and bought. Doing this kind of thing is better. You know, it's a better like experience for players versus like some side thingy that may or may not be good. So I do think that we're starting to warm up, but I think we're going to be sitting on that egg for a long time though. Like, I don't, even though we're warming up, I don't think it's like next year we're getting the new Animal Crossing game.
Could potentially be announced next year.
I'm really optimistic.
Could be. But this is definitely, either way, you know, this is sort of a step along that very
long road.
And slow road to the announcement, for sure. And that's definitely how Nintendo is looking at it. Like, the goal of this is more than just like, oh, let's give people some fun Animal Crossing stuff to play. Like, there are bigger aspirations.
Exactly. They don't want you to fall off this thing, you know?
So why just throw this in a Nintendo Today update versus, like, this could have closed a Nintendo Direct. Like, again, a 12-minute boom, here's what you've all been waiting for. Like, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at, like, the YouTube numbers for this.
It's trailer. Insane.
It's like, yeah. We're like past 500,000 already, and it's and it's like very early in the morning still. Like, this is massive.
Yeah, I mean, that direct was really long and really
already an hour
beefy, because it had the Mario anniversary stuff in it. I'm not sure why they didn't include it. It could have just been like, this can stand on its own. We want to make sure that we get all the stuff that we're planning into this. This is also, you know, a very like it's one of those things where it doesn't need to be in a Nintendo Direct for people to care about it. Like Animal Crossing, we know, can stand on its own as a massive announcement. So that could have been the reason as well. The closer for what the last Direct was Fire Emblem, a very sort of different audience that Nintendo is kind of talking to with a game like that, versus this game, which is, you know, again, for, I think this is for like that specific audience of people that got a Switch during the pandemic to only play this game and now have never touched a Nintendo game again. I think that's what this is for.
Yeah. And, you know, it is something that we were saying Nintendo should do more of, which is don't only rely on Nintendo Directs to make these announcements, because people get too pent up. There's leaks. There's all this stuff that happens, but there's all this time in between, you know, months and months in between, that's fertile ground for you to share news and make announcements. So I actually think it's a good thing that they did this, because they're kind of taking our advice and they're making, say, they're keeping people on their toes. Like, any day could be the day that we give you the news that you have been waiting for.
Exactly.
The news that will actually get you excited and will be that true surprise that we want it to be. So I think it's good.
I think it's good too. And I think this was a good implementation also of Nintendo Today, because there's like good, like actual news. You can watch that video directly in that app. And these are all things that can sort of make that news app feel a bit more like reliable. And, you know, you're starting to train people like, okay, this is the stuff that I can expect there. So I think this is a good thing. You know, it's truly a worthwhile update and announcement that stood on its own. It did its job of getting people excited to go back to Animal Crossing. I think it's going to definitely at least convince some people that have been on the fence about potentially upgrading to upgrade. And also it's coming out pretty soon as well. It's just coming out in a couple months. So it's not like they announce something and it's like, and it's coming out like a year from now. So you're feeling like, okay, I got this thing I'm looking forward to. I'm really excited about my Switch 2, or I've not bought a Switch 2 yet, but I'm planning to get one over the holidays. And I can't wait to play all these games plus get back into Animal Crossing. So I think this is all very, like, very positive momentum building that they're doing.
All right, last question before we go. So it sounds like we're definitely excited for this. It's definitely going to bring us back, but is it going to turn us back into the every day I'm playing this for a little bit for an extended period of time? Like how far back in are you feeling this is going to bring you?
It really depends on those load times, honestly.
Oh.
For me.
Wow, what an answer.
That is the main reason why I stopped playing. Like, because I used to try to play this game for like 20, 30 minutes a day. Like that was the perfect amount of time for like island maintenance, checking in with some villagers, like doing a couple little things here and there. And obviously you'll have like new content to engage with. But it was so cumbersome. The load times were simply like unreasonable. If I had 20 minutes to play and like five of those minutes were load times or whatever, it just was not fun. And it didn't feel like I was like really maximizing the 20 minutes I've allocated to this game a day. So yeah, I think I would love to know that answer. But in terms of the content itself, like I can see myself really getting into the hotel decorating part of it. That's something that I like to do. There's definitely stuff in this update that is very, like looks really fun and interesting that will get me at least back in to check all that stuff out. How long I will stay to getting back into Animal Crossing every day will be, you know, we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, I think they were just very smart in picking features and additions that are aimed at people like us who kind of got everything out of this game that you possibly could. It's like, hey, there's actually a lot here to bring you back. I don't feel like for me, it's going to, you know, make me a perpetual daily player, but I could see myself getting pretty into it for like a month. I want to see what I can do with this hotel. I want to try out some of these builds on these slumber islands. I want to do that. I want to do one by myself. I might want to do one with friends, with our community. There's a lot there. So I do have to tip my hat to them. This seems really well done.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I love Animal Crossing. It's one of my favorite series of all time. So I can't wait to get back into it. I've been looking for an excuse to get back into it. So I'm excited. All right. What did you guys think of this very surprising, very big update on Animal Crossing New Horizons? Are you going to be getting this? Are you going to upgrade to a Switch 2 edition? Or are you one of those people that have been waiting? Is this the enough to push you over the edge to get a Switch 2? So many people in the comments have said, like, I'm waiting for Animal Crossing before I get a Switch 2. Now, this is not a new Animal Crossing game, but it's a lot of stuff. Will this convince you to get a Switch 2? Or are you, like, happy to keep playing this on your Switch 1 while you wait for a true next new Animal Crossing game? Let us know in the comments. And we're going to wrap this up and talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Bye.